I'd like to turn the world on with a smile. How's that song go? I have not the tune in my head. I'd like to
Mary Tyler Moore. The world no, that's not it. How's that going to help me? You just made it go away.
Who can turn the world on with a smile?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know all the words. I just
Faith.
Know.
That's who.
Me?
Yeah. Throw your hair in the air. Throw your hat in the air and spin around. The beginning of that show was always the best part of the show.
No.
The rest of the show.
I love Mary.
Was horrible.
I love Mary.
It was a bunch of horrible single people in horrible relationships having horrible times.
No.
Yes.
No.
There was nobody happy in that show.
Mary was happy.
But she was miserably single.
She wasn't miserably single. She was just looking for... Nobody was miserable.
No, well, she wasn't miserable, but I mean...
They were all very funny. I mean...
I didn't like
Captain
it.
Captain Steubing, he was funny.
It was all, yeah, but nobody was... He wasn't Captain...
Puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever. I never have that problem.
But the movie,
I don't know.
Was...
I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. Make it easy.
Aww.
It's easy as one, two,
one, two, three, four.
One thing to do, three words for you. I love you.
I love you too, baby. You rock.
Hey, you know what I've learned? I learned that...
The ABCs.
Yeah, I already knew those. I learned that Dan...
Oh, this is that stupid...
like steak. And that Stavine only likes steak if it's chopped. And that Chris Martens was actually born in New York. Didn't know that.
I thought he was born in the wilderness of Saskatchewan.
That's what I thought. Hey, did you know that it's like 104 degrees like in Oregon and Washington
they're
State?
They're dying up there.
It was like 94. They don't know what 94 degrees is.
And
they have no air conditioner.
We're sitting pretty.
It's been raining and beautiful here.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
It is currently 89 degrees.
That's nice for July.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little humid out there, but...
It's humid. Yeah, it's kind of icky humid. But it's not bad if we're not in the sun.
It's 75 in La Crosse.
Hey! I got news.
You got news?
My dad bought a new motor for the boat.
What? I just fixed his old motor.
He bought a new motor. Apparently, he didn't like what you did.
Why did he buy a new motor?
He bought a 1975 Johnson.
That's not a new motor. It's just a new old motor.
It's newer than what he had. It's only 35 years instead of 45 years.
He bought another motor that was all worn out?
No. Uh-uh. Starts with the first pull, he said.
Okay.
Sounds like a... It purrs like a kitten.
Oh, brother.
I said, so now that he got the new motor.
Yes.
See, now we can go ahead and order him that seat for his boat for his birthday. So we need to go. That's your project, to go get my dad a seat and send it to him for his birthday.
It's expensive. Can you just go pick it up at Walmart? Expensive. If I order it from Walmart.com, can you go pick it up?
Yeah. I'll tell
or
my
Sears.
Mom to go pick it up.
Or Sears.
From Sears. Yeah, sure. Site the store.
Sure. Yeah.
But you find him one that's going to be nice. Okay. That he can bolt to the boat with a seatbelt. Can you see my dad?
I could do that too. I found a little seatbelt from 1965.
No, we'll tie him in like you know, what about Bob when he's on the sail? I'm sailing.
No. Even better, we'll just duct tape him to the seat.
Perfect. We'll leave the pants there, and he could just slide out of the pants and then put those pants on every time.
What is wrong with you? Why are you going to take a nice story about duct taping your dad down and turning it into something it shouldn't be?
I'm not turning it into anything. I'm just saying.
I don't need the image of your dad without pants in my head. Neither do any of our wonderful listeners.
So is that cool? Now we got to get him. We got to get a seat. Okay. So that's your job. A new motor. He's very excited. Very excited about it. He said, hey, Faithly, guess what?
Just fixed his old motor.
I got a new motor. He's very excited.
Okay, well, thanks. I almost died fixing his old one.
I said, you got a new one. And Mom said, well, new is kind of relative.
I got a good deal.
New to him. But it was well taken care of and very nice. She said it looked clean. So there you go.
There you go.
The motor's nicer than the boat now. Not that that's hard to do. Maybe I'll go fishing with him while I go visit.
That would be a good idea. You go fishing with him.
Yeah, why don't I do that?
You should do that.
I'd love to go fishing. What are you talking about? You
no, I'm that's a good idea. I'll sleep in and you go fishing.
No, I'm not going early.
That's the only time they go up there.
No, no. I'll be doing my kickboxing.
Apparently you can't catch fish after 6 a.m. up there.
No.
Just kidding. They actually go fairly late.
Well, he goes at night too.
Yeah.
So my mom and him and I can all go together.
Okay.
Like we did in the old days.
So,
and then he'll yell at us. Really? I brought you out here to fish.
So the
what are you doing? You're sitting there reading the book. Why are we talking? We're not supposed to be talking.
So, everybody on the internet, on the internets.
Everybody?
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
On the internets?
Yeah.
Is now making.
On the internets?
Yes.
Well, isn't there just one?
Is now making Faith smoothies.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Jen
Avila.
She made one. She made one for you today.
Oh, did she?
In honor of you. Yes, a Faith smoothie.
She did.
Yes, she did.
What kind?
Oh, you need to get a card ready. Do you have a card ready?
What kind?
Get a card ready.
What kind of smoothie?
I don't know. It was a Faith smoothie. It was your recipe. La, 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 la. Now, this guy told me to call him. He said he would be there.
This is a good one.
Hello.
Hey, Travis.
Yes, sir.
Travis. Hello.
Hello.
Travis from the Thin Ice Podcast.
This is Travis from the Thin Ice Podcast at mlmin.com/thinice.
Good grief.
This is he.
And you are live on the Squirrel Show.
Oh yeah, man! This is my life accomplishment right here.
You have reached the pinnacle.
You need to set new goals.
I'm not being sarcastic either.
That's so sad, sir.
Hey, man! If you set the bar pretty low, you can get it.
That's right. That's true. That's how we've reached our goals, right?
You set them low.
We set them low, and then we always reach them.
Hey, what does that say about me?
We feel very accomplished. I had no goal when I met you.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready for Faith's question that will just cut you to the bone?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Can you take it?
I'm ready. Yeah, I think I can take it.
All right. I'm ready.
Go, SpongeBob.
He's not going to say that. Okay, ready?
He's not going to say that.
Okay, here's Faith.
You know what? I watched so many SpongeBob episodes the other day with Helen that my brain turned to a sponge.
It was a sponge-a-thon.
Okay, ready? Would you rather take a bumpy 2-mile ride, sitting wedged, feet hanging out, in the main compartment of a small metal shopping cart, or take a 25-mile ride in the empty but rotating bin of a cement truck?
Oh my goodness.
Would I rather, or have I done already?
Oh!
I don't know. They both sound kind of fun.
Really?
Or painful.
I would throw up and be rotating in my own puke.
Ew! That's so wrong.
I think I'd rather do the shopping cart because I'd love having those griddle marks by the time I'm done.
Oh, yeah. And you know you'd been sitting there for 2 miles, so they'd be really good and wedged under your skin. They'd take a good couple hours to get rid of them.
It's like a shopping cart wedgie.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
With your feet hanging out, so that means... That means your legs would have fallen asleep, too.
Yeah, probably. Oh, that's gross. Pull my leg hair out, too.
Ew. Okay, you both have successfully grossed me out. Thanks for playing, Travis.
Yeah, well, I do have to tell you that I listened to your reaction to my phone call about my brother's bolt in his arm, and now you threw up in your mouth a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. That was everything I ever wanted to be to you guys.
I'm so glad we could make that dream come true for you.
And we continue to set the bar low.
Awesome. Keep on going, guys.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. You got to tell the story about last night. About this morning, actually, when you woke up.
Ew.
It's a real life. It's no, a real do I really life. Have to? Yeah, you got to tell that story because it was funny.
Well,
I laughed at him.
I drank quite a bit of tea last night before I went to bed.
He didn't wet the bed.
No, I didn't wet the bed this time. But I drank quite a bit of tea, evidently, and which didn't, for some reason, get processed, I reckon.
You reckon?
So so this morning, about 4:30 in the morning, I belch. But the problem is that I'm laying on my stomach.
Because I can't sleep unless he sleeps in his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Because he snores.
Well, after you go to sleep, I do whatever I want, but...
Stinking loud. So, and now that he's got us wedged into this full-size bed, there's nowhere to go. And he throws his arm over and completely decapitates me.
And that's the way I like it. Uh-huh. That's the way
I'm
I like
I'm getting a queen-size bed, man. Uh-uh.
Well, I don't know where you're going to put it, in the other room?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, how do you like that? I'm sleeping in the other room.
Oh, brother.
How are you going to get your 12 seconds in then, mister?
There are 12 seconds in bed? So, back to my story. I was laying there at 4:30 this morning on my stomach. This is, by the way, this is a gross story, so you might want to skip over it if you're eating breakfast.
They can take it. They're tougher than you are.
And
you're wussy when it comes to this kind of stuff.
And I belched, and when I belched up a little bile.
Yeah, threw up a little bit in his mouth.
Threw up a little bit in my mouth. But I was still asleep, and I was in mid-inhale somehow. That's exactly how all this happened. I was just half asleep at the time. So I inhaled my own puke.
Oh, gross.
I thought I was going to die.
I couldn't breathe.
So bad became worse very quickly, and I repented that I had drank tea and that I was overweight. And so I went to the bathroom and brushed my teeth and washed my mouth out, went back to bed for about an hour, and then went to work. And then Faith called and asked me why I got up. So I told this very sad story to my lovely wife, whom I, for some reason, expected, you know, a little sympathy from. And you're listening to pretty much what I got, except magnified by three.
Because I'd already heard the story.
That's what I'm saying. She actually had to... she stopped laughing at one point, and it got really quiet. And I'm like, honey... Did you hang up? And she said, I'm sorry, I had to mute the phone because I thought I was going to be sick. And then, but she was laughing the entire time she said that. Actually muted the phone.
You just entertain me constantly.
That's my goal.
It's very entertaining.
That's my goal, to kill myself while entertaining you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You love me. Hey, you did your soul.
I did my, that was my selfish act, submissive act of love. I was puking in my mouth and then inhaling it. Just for you. Top that. I'm committed to the program.
Ooh, no 12 seconds for you.
Oh, my. All right, so we have calls.
People, oh, we do? Are you sure?
Yes, we're getting more calls. We're getting the same number of calls per day as we used to get per week by doing it where we record every night. And
cool.
Then,
people like to hear themselves.
People like to hear themselves.
You're full of yourselves.
Fresh.
Well, I mean, come on. You say, hey, if you call in, you'll get to hear yourself tomorrow.
But we do the show. You know what? Never mind. Just skip it. We're going to listen to some phone calls now. Good grief. Oh, you're out of control.
Hey, Brad and Faith, or should I say actually Faith and Brad.
Oh.
Why do I get dissed?
Finally.
Just because she's got no bottom lip?
Talking about your supposed American-made cars reminded me in years gone past when I was working in Columbus, Ohio, and one of my consulting clients, in order to get to their location from Columbus, I had to drive past the Honda plant, which I believe was in Marysville, Ohio. So your Hondas, at least some of them, are made in Ohio. And I remember recently hearing somebody talk about the Toyota plant in Tennessee. So some of your Toyotas are made in Tennessee.
But they're designed in
Meanwhile,
Japan.
I'm driving a wonderful 2001 Chevy Suburban, big V8 four-wheel drive that was manufactured in Canada.
Nevertheless, it was designed in the United States. The point here is not... The point here is just the kind of vehicle we're driving.
Oh, man. Canada.
That Suburban is awesome, Stavine. Good job.
Awesome.
So you might want to rethink talking about American cars or American-made cars.
Well, we'll just call them American cars because we all know what we mean by that. American right. cars and Japanese cars, no matter where they're made.
You know, Chevy's an American car company, but... My car wasn't made in America, whereas your Toyota may have been made in America. So I just thought I would point out that peculiar little difference. I'm surprised that the Jesus geek didn't already weigh in on that technicality.
I'm sure he will.
Maybe he did, and he did it in writing. And if he did it in writing, then you have to go to his website, which that's the Jesus. That's JesusGeek.info, right?
www.JesusGeek.info. Actually, I think he closed that.
And you're welcome, John. Bye.
Thank you, Stavine.
I think he closed that.
Hey, you know what? I think I forgot to send the questionnaire thingy back to him.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's the one who sent it to me.
Oh, you better tag him.
I better make sure I do that. Sorry, Stavine.
If anybody tags me, the next person who tags me on this 50 questions that don't mean a hill of beans to anybody.
Yeah, but I've learned all kinds of things about people.
Oh, my. You actually read other people's?
I do.
I barely made through my own.
It's been fun.
I answered them pretty straight through question 20, and then I got tired of it and just started writing stuff down. What's your favorite pizza topping, heroin? I was like, I'm bored with this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And people are still tagging me. Stop tagging me.
This from the person who loves to talk about himself.
There you go. I don't love to talk about myself.
Kinda.
No.
Kinda.
No. Everybody else likes me to talk about myself.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
That's even worse.
I would prefer to talk about spiritual things, but people can't handle it when I do that.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Faith and Bradley. My name is Tim Sanders from...
Okay, let me just get this straight. It's Brad and Faith.
Tim. Hey,
Brad
Tim.
And Faith.
See, I made such a big deal
Brad
about how people address
and
you and not address me. And so see, now they're making up for it. See what happens?
This was my show first.
You know what? You asked me if you should do a show.
You're just a
and then
come hither lately.
You, and then you...
You're just a come here though lately.
I have been doing this show for a year. I'm going on 2 years. I don't even want to hear it. But I want you to know, if it weren't for me, this show wouldn't exist as it is today.
Come hither lately.
Like so.
It. What? Yes? Well, what's that got to do with anything?
It wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
Then we're equal.
If I wouldn't have said, that's not funny, just be yourselves, you'd still be sitting over there going, ha 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 ha, that was funny, Chaz. You'd be reading your little scripts.
You had one idea, and now you're claiming superiority on the show?
I am. I got it. It's my idea.
Thunderbomb.com.
What?
We
missed it.
We got to go back. Who? Tim Sanders.
Tim Anderson.
Anderson.
Tim.
Oh, I went to school with the Tim Sanders.
Did you?
I did.
I'm sorry.
No.
Sanders from Thunderbomb.com.
He said Sanders.
You talked over his website one more time. Tim Simmons.
No.
Hello, Faith and Bradley. My name is Tim Sanders from DesertBalm.com.
Desert Balm? Desert Balm? Like as in lip balm or
yes.
bomb as in I'm going to bomb your...
I would assume it's bomb as in B-O-M-B.
Behind. I almost
so
said
wrong with you.
I almost said it.
Desert Balm.
I know, man. I don't say those words.
Desert Balm. Bomb.com.
Balm?
Nope, that's not right. Oh, wait, did I spell dessert? How do you spell desert?
B-A-L.
What? I put two S's. Is that desert?
That's dessert.
And one S is desert?
Desert. Yes. Yeah, I had to write it down. Yeah. There you
go. Mountain Bike Club. Is that him?
I don't know. Okay. Is it Tim Sanders?
Yes, yes, yes. Bill Bledsoe moved to Idaho, and I, Tim Sanders, haven't been riding much lately, so I gained like a ton of weight. So, what am I reading his website for?
I don't know. Can we listen to him instead?
So, Desert Bomb Mountain Bike Club and group rides are kind of a hold until someone is willing to take the lead and run with it. Cool. All right. So it's a desert.
So you can ride your bike in the desert? Is that really healthy and safe for people?
Well, yeah, sure. It's nice out there. It's dry. It's a dry heat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, this is like, you know, it's not like sand dunes. It's like, you know, some desert.
Can we listen to Tim, please?
So it's desert with one S, bomb, as in like dropped on.
B-O-M.
Iraq kind of thing. You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
You dropped a bomb on me.
I'm sorry.
Out in California, actually, I'm from mid-southeast, low desert, west of Colorado River, east of Los Angeles, north of Mexico, California.
You're funny. You're funny. Very funny.
Very funny. Don't very, start with me.
Very funny.
Don't start with me.
Which is Southern California. And well, we like to call it, jokingly, we like to call it Northern Mexico. Anyways, Brad.
I'm so confused now.
Mm-hmm. Where does he live?
Southern
California, Northern Mexico. There you go.
I have two teenagers and we're car shopping for both of them at the same time.
Sorry about that.
And,
I'll make some suggestions. Is that why you're calling in? To tell you what kind of cars to buy for your kids? Well, hey, I'm right here for you. All right. Now. First of all, you want to get them giant tanks. This is their first car. They're going to wreck them. You want to make sure that they're safe, and you want to make sure that it's not going to cost you a fortune, you know, in repairs. So mm-hmm. if you buy them a little Japanese car, then when you wreck them, it's going to cost you a fortune. And besides, you probably just have to just throw it away and start over and get another Japanese car.
Because to repair it.
So what you want is a 1972 LTD four-door blue, preferably dark blue, with top.
My mom and dad had a Lincoln.
They can't afford a Lincoln. These are teenagers.
Like a 1976 Lincoln.
Yeah, these are teenagers.
When I was about to get my driver's license.
The other thing is you want to make sure your teenagers are not cool. Okay?
The thing
you
was
don't want
huge.
Them to get them a cool car because then they'll race it. People will be challenging them all the time.
Yeah. No muscle car.
They'll have girls in there with them or boys.
Car with no seats. Perfect.
No, you want like a Ford LTD.
But there's a lot of making out to be done in the back seat of a Ford LTD.
No, not if there's
LTD.
Duct tape on all the seats and there's a spring sticking through and it smells like your granny. No. Trust me, Ford LTD 1972 model. That's the perfect car for a teenager.
Okay.
That's my recommendation. Or a Caprice. You could get a Caprice classic.
Going broke as I speak. Anyway.
Well, there you go. You can pick up one of these for like $800. Okay.
Yeah, but they won't be caught dead in it.
So I got
that's fine.
Got Consumer Reports used car buying guide, and
you don't need Consumer Reports. You got me. You got Brad and Faith right here.
And you're not
don't wrap me
this.
Into
but
this.
Anyways, I was browsing through it, and there's a list in here called used cars to avoid. So running through the used cars to avoid, and this is in response to the American cars versus the Japanese cars discussion you've been having. Anyways.
Yeah.
A list of cars to avoid, like Chevrolet, 46 models to avoid.
I'm not surprised.
And like,
it's
well,
Consumer Reports.
That's just
what you need to know about Consumer Reports is their biggest advertiser is Toyota. Toyota, I mean, this is straight from the horse. This is straight from, what's his name? Ed Wallace, who does a report, who's not a American car guy. In fact, he drives an Acura. But he is the best car guy in the world. He does a show on Saturday mornings called Wheels with Ed Wallace. Check it out. It's syndicated. But he will tell you that Consumer Reports, don't trust them on the cars because, they're in, Toyota's got them in their pocket.
They're bought.
It's listing their models. Now, some of them, like the Chevy Malibu, says to avoid from 99 to 04. So that's really five cars, but I just counted each model. So Chevrolet has 46.
The Malibu is actually a very good car. Now, I don't know about during those years models, but it's a very good car. It's got high ratings and everything. So there you go. I mean, it's a good car.
Chrysler 23 Dodge 26, Ford 18, and GMC, the best of the American, only has 17 cars to avoid. Well, I guess I should say I drive a GMC pickup, and my wife drives a Chevy Suburban. And
there you go. You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? It's like this. It's like this. You know, it's like you can look at the stats and say, you know what? That horse should run the fastest. By all the stats in the whole book, you know, that horse should be the fastest. But you know what? That horse will hardly ever win. When you go to the track, if you bid on the horse that's supposed to win, hardly ever win because they don't take into account heart. And you got to have a heart, you know what I'm saying, to win the race. That's all I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
What?
And the funny thing is, both of our cars are in the used cars list to avoid.
Why would a
That's funny.
Chevy pickup be on the used cars to avoid?
Yeah, because they're great.
They'll run forever.
I know. That's weird. See, that's where you can't trust Consumer Reports.
You can't trust Consumer Reports.
So, I trust Ed Wallace.
So I'm going to jump over to the Japanese cars to avoid. Honda, one.
By the way, this is a three-minute call, and this is your first call. You've already broken like a major rule here.
99 Honda Passport. Mitsubishi, one. The Montero.
Okay, you can't just say, because you know what? How many, you know how many models Mitsubishi has? Three. You're saying you need to avoid 25 Chevrolet cars, but yeah, that's out of like 100. Mitsubishi's got three cars. It's not fair.
Nope.
Honda's got like four models. They got the Honda, they got the Accord, the Civic, and the Pilot. The CRV.
And the Prius.
That doesn't count. It's not a car.
Toyota, one. The 2008 Camry and the V6. Now, here's the worst of the Japanese, Nissan. They have five to avoid.
Actually, I like the Nissan of all the Japanese cars. Maybe besides Subaru, I like Nissan the best.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, because they're not as pretentious as the other two. I hate Toyota and Honda. I would never, ever own either of those cars ever again.
I had a Toyota, and I really liked it.
So did I. I had a Toyota, and I liked it.
Okay.
But I'm just so beat down by everybody. I just never own one again.
So you're gonna go ahead and get me the car I want.
Nope.
Is that the plan?
And
you said
it's actually Subaru, zero.
There you go. Subaru, zero.
Out of five USA manufacturers, that's 130 used cars to avoid. Out of five Japanese manufacturers, eight. So I guess there's some concrete evidence.
No, that's
not
concrete,
evidence, actually, because Brad does have a point. And Ed Wallace is the expert.
Call Ed Wallace. Talk to him.
Call him. And listen to his show. It's good. You know what? It's not just about cars. I love the show.
It's
and I'm a
show.
Girl.
Yeah.
And cars bore me, pretty much. I mean, like, I spaced out there for a minute while you were talking. Sorry.
You should see her doodle sheet.
But anyway, I love to listen to Ed. He's great.
Yes, Ed Wallace is fantastic.
Yeah.
He does history reports.
And it's a four-hour show.
Why the gas prices are so high.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
He's great. He doesn't have a political agenda.
He
just reports it like it is.
Well, yeah, his article about gas prices back when they were $4 a gallon, and he was the only one screaming, they shouldn't be $4 a gallon.
No,
it's all because the futures is
a
bunch of rich people ripping us off.
Yep.
Because they priced out the market. It went from like $3 million to $200 million in 1 year as far as the investors. And, so it's, you know, anyway. So, and he was the one, and he got picked up by the Wall Street Journal on that article. So
yep.
It's pretty cool.
For you. Also, there's a little section called the worst of the worst. The worst cars to avoid, and there's only a list of about 20. But
I suggest you buy those. Because you know what? If they're still running, they're probably the good ones.
Okay.
But I hate to tell you, but your Chrysler Pacifica is in there. So I know.
What is this guy just trying to make me mad? Listen, of all the cars I've ever owned, the Chrysler Pacifica is my favorite.
We've never had a problem with it, ever.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and it's fast, and it runs really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had one little issue with the transmission. Remember, it was shifting weird?
Oh, yeah.
It was under warranty. We took it in and took care of it. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was fine.
But it runs like a... I mean, it runs great. I mean, it runs like a... I don't say like a sports car, but like a sports sedan.
Uh-huh.
It runs really good. It's a 4-liter six-cylinder.
Is maybe speed. Is this a resale?
It rides great. Mm-hmm. It's quiet. It's mm-hmm. got lots of room. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable. You feel like you're driving a real car. You sit up.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's okay.
The lights don't come on automatically, and that's my fault because I didn't ask. I didn't realize I didn't have that feature. They make them with that feature. I just didn't get it.
But you're not going to like that at all.
I don't.
So anyways, just wanted to throw that out to you.
Thanks.
I am a short-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh.
And Faith, got to tell you, we are huge Baby Wise fans.
Yay! Okay, he's trying to make up
have,
for it.
Like I said, we have two teenagers, and then we have one little munchkin. And Baby Wise just saved that little munchkin's life, I tell you. it's amazing. The whole Baby Wise, that whole thing is awesome.
Yes.
So anyways, I got to go.
Okay.
Love listening to you guys.
Thanks.
And you guys take out. Take care.
Take out. We will.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Tim. Thank you.
Bye, Tim.
See, he's a good listener because he's not afraid. He's not afraid to go, you know what? This is what I know.
Yeah, but on your first call, you really want to poke me in the eye of that
Did
hard?
You know that Chris Martens said
yes.
that one of his pet peeves are people without an opinion?
Really?
He would like Tim.
I don't have an opinion about that.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. Chris Martens.
That makes sense from Chris Martens, actually. That's why he likes. That's why he can put up with Cliff. Because Cliff has opinions. Whoa, yeah. My goodness.
Hey, Faith and Bradley. Tim Sanders again.
Really? Two calls, one show.
We had to listen to Dave like four times.
Maybe
yesterday.
He's calling back to apologize about the Pacifica thing.
Oh, okay.
DesertBomb.com. You know, a few little things.
He also raises parrots for a living.
Parrots?
I have a bird. You can hear it. I think I know why Bradley and Dave are having a romance with you and Faith. I think
this guy is just on me. Who is this guy? Go away!
Let him talk.
Go listen to the Jen and Dave
show. You're making
this
show like super long. Come on.
Oh, okay, hold on.
I think you need to call in and listen to the message that that Bradley leaves on his answering machine. It's kind of got his little romantic voice thing going there.
What?
What are you doing?
I just wondered. You know, Sulphur Springs.
He said my voice was sexy.
He did.
This Tim guy just said my voice was sexy.
You can't have him. Dave already has him.
Faith already has me. Hey! Dave doesn't have me. Faith has me. It's disturbing that Faith is saying that Dave has me.
And for that, it's worth it. Yes,
do you know Lightning Queen? Because isn't that where from where Lightning is from?
What?
So,
I have to back up.
You were.
Do you know Lightning Queen? Because isn't that where from where Lightning is from? So I was wondering if you can get an autograph for my son. So
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen
Thanks,
is
bye.
From Sulphur Springs.
Lightning McQueen is an American-made car, so he wouldn't have anything to do with you. Sorry.
He owns two American cars.
That's true.
And one of them is on the bad list.
Why are you bashing me when you own these two and you're enjoying them and you know they're good cars? Yeah, so you know Consumer Reports is wrong. Follow your heart, man. Buying a car should be a completely emotional experience.
That is unbiblical. Follow your heart.
No,
that is unbiblical.
Follow your gut is unbiblical.
That's unbiblical, too.
Jesus lives in your heart.
But not the way they are meaning it. Totally different.
Buying a car should be a completely emotional experience.
It should.
Forget the rules.
No, no. No, no, bad idea. Bad idea.
Hey, Brad and Faith.
Hey.
Fred. Calling in reference to the Oscar Mayer show that you had done.
Hey, Fred.
Did you know?
Had you?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I know two Freds. I don't know which one this is.
Well, you're
you
Fred.
The other version of their theme song.
No.
Was,
Wait, is this clean?
Is he going to sing?
I think so. Oh, he chickened out.
Hey, Brian, this is Fred again.
Oh.
Sorry about that. The song went something like this.
Okay.
My baloney has a first name. It's C-O-W. My baloney has a second name. It's L-I-P-S. I love to eat it every day because Oscar Mayer has a way of beating by the FDA.
Cow lips.
Cow lips.
Bye.
Bye.
right. I know that you don't like to be corrected, but it's Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
I know. I figured that out when I was talking. I got him confused. I'm sorry.
Thank you for that, though.
Lou Costello.
Yes.
Not Lou Abbott.
Right.
That's all I had.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for that correction.
Thank you for the quality calls today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm very irritated at this point.
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. No, thanks, especially for you new listeners, or the new callers, not new listeners.
Yes, thank you. It's good to know that people are out there.
Our new
friends. I don't.
Our new friends.
I don't watch numbers or do anything like that, so I have no idea who listens and how many people listen and actually listen to the show and stuff, other than Dave and Jen. So it's good to know. Where's Tim, by the way? What's he been doing?
Tim's been sick.
Where's Tim?
Tim's been sick.
Hello?
And he's taking care of Karen.
I need a call. I need a call.
Tim doesn't call in anymore.
He needs to call.
All right, so...
Call me.
Is everybody,
hey, call me. Call me.
Is everybody doing the 12 seconds? Did everybody do the 12 seconds today?
Yeah.
We didn't get any calls on 12 seconds today. We also didn't get any calls on our submissive.
Well, you gave him 24 hours.
No, a week. To do the...
Well, it's only been 24 hours since you gave him the
right,
challenge.
And they're thinking hard about it. They're thinking about it.
Well, so why are you berating them for not calling yet?
I'm just because not everybody
call
listens
tomorrow
to,
and tell us about your 12 seconds.
Not everybody listens to every show. So
what?
I know you don't accept that, but it's true. So I'm just reminding everybody that we did this thing. We do this thing called the 12 seconds, where you spend 12 intimate seconds
you know what?
With your spouse.
You all
every
that listen
day.
To every show. I'm not going to do every show. There you go.
And then once a week, we've started a new thing that we've been doing the 12 seconds for a while. And then we've started this new thing where you do a submissive act of love for your spouse. That's, you know, it's kind of like a random act of kindness, but this is for your spouse. It's something specific.
Don't laugh if they throw up in their mouth. That's not submissive act of love. It's
right.
funny, but it's not a submissive act of love.
Right. Do we have any, like, holy water? Or, you know,
are we done?
Do we have some communion wine in here somewhere? Because need a drink. Okay, everybody. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. That's good grief. 40 minutes.
I told you it was too long.
Holy smokes.
Shut up, man.
We got desert bombed.
We did.
Got desert bombed into 40 minutes.
Well, then that's enough.
Love y'all.
See you later.
It's actually very interesting content.
It's
everybody
been
else
real.
Call in with articles they've read. And
it's been real.
Interesting lists.
It's time to go.
I really like lists.
I have a neck ache, and I need you to rub my neck, please.
Yeah. What? That's going to happen. Oh, my. Y'all hear this? Have y'all hear that? Oh, my goodness.
It could be your submissive act of love.
Right. Yeah. Good luck with that. Why don't you just lay there in pain and I'll laugh at you?
Because you're not like that.
I'm not mean and cruel like you are,
no.
Is that what you're saying?
Nope, you're not like that.
Oh, Nelly. Well, Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
That's right.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand. For the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.